They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our series The Pious Women of Islam, in which we learn about the pious women, the pious women of past, who held a dignified rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal due to their affairs, due to their worships, due to their character. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in every episode, we cover one such pious woman of past, one such pious woman of past, and we go through her seerah and try to derive the Madani pearls from her seerah, which we can implement in our lives. Which pious woman will we be discussing today? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will find out after listening to this virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat Alal Nabi. The many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, the founder of Da'wat Islami, حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس عطار قادری رضوی ضیائی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ mentions a very beautiful virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his booklet called Heedlessness, published by Maktabat al-Madinah, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. In that booklet, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah mentions that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person to attain quick salvation from its horrors and accountability will be the one among you who would have recited durood upon me abundantly in this world, who would have sent peace and salutations upon me abundantly in this world. So my dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to attain quick salvation on the day of judgment from the accountability, from the horrors of the day of judgment, then we've been told a solution from Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that we should recite Durood-e-Paak, send peace and salutation in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, those esteemed and illustrious personalities in the history of Islam, through whose knowledge the world is even benefiting today, and they are still alive and remembered the way they were in their physical life, due to their esteemed character and acclaimed qualities. One name among such personalities is the highly distinguished personality, the highly elevated ranked personality of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyibat Tahira, Zahida, Abida, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will be learning about the seerah of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and try to derive the Madani pearls from her blessed seerah and implement into our lives. Please stay with us till the end of the silsila. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed this mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, with numerous virtues and excellences which are beyond count. Following fact shall be enough for us to understand the dignity and status of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the most beloved wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This shall be enough for us to understand the rank and dignity that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha possesses. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam loved her the most among all the wives that he alayhi salatu wasalam had. Moreover, she was that personality for whom Allah Azza wa Jal testified her chastity himself. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed 18 ayahs, 18 verses of the Holy Quran mentioning about her chastity, her piety, her purity. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Ameen alayhi salatu wasalam said salam to her. She was that individual, she was that personality that Jibreel Ameen alayhi salatu wasalam said salam to her. Moreover, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam departed this mortal world, apparently departed this mortal world in her blessed room. And because of this, because Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam apparently departed from this mortal world in her room, because of this excellence, the blessed shrine of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is also situated over there, which would remain surrounded with angels, with malaika until the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now when was Hazrat Sayyidatun Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha born? Let's learn this. Fourth year after the declaration of prophethood, when the house of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was enlightened, was illuminated with the luminosity of Islam, that's when Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was born. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha had an Islamic environment in her house since her childhood. Her name is Aisha. Her father's name is Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous companion who is Afdalul Bashir Ba'd al-Anbiya. Her father is best among all after prophets, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So she radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Her mother's name is Zainab, but she is most famous with her patronymic of Umme Ruman. When we talk about the family background of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she belonged to a very noble and respectable family of Banu Tamim. So her family held a very dignified rank among the in the Arabian Peninsula, and her family was from Banu Tamim. In the era of ignorance, this tribe had the responsibility of collecting the blood money. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha belonged to a noble family of Bani Tamim who came into the folds of Islam from the very early days of Islam. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood, announced his prophethood, and started to propagate the message of Islam, so this blessed family was among those families who came into the folds of Islam from the very early days of Islam. And another privilege and blessing that she radiallahu ta'ala anha and her family holds is that various people of her family embraced Islam. Not many companions are there whose family members accepted Islam in a big number. But this blessed family, the blessed family of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, is such that a lot of family members of this family embraced Islam and came into the folds of Islam. Her patronymic is Umme Abdullah. She has various titles. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she has various titles. Among them, one is Siddiqa, the truthful. Because Holy Quran testifies the truthfulness of the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another title of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is Humaira. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam addressed her with this title at various occasions. So, Humaira is also a title of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam addressed her at various occasions with this title. After coming in the house of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, she would not only quench her thirst by beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but would also acquire the knowledge of deen from the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes, my dear family members in the viewers of Madani channel, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was very knowledgeable. She was highly intellectual. She possessed a lot of wisdom. One of the reasons behind was that she directly acquired knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She was in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She witnessed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam carrying a lot of tasks, carrying a lot of affairs. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha acquired the knowledge of deen directly from the ocean of knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After acquiring this knowledge from the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, she acquired such an acclaimed and dignified rank that various distinguished and acclaimed and prominent sahaba companions alayhim wa ridwan were seen in the list of her students. Many dignified, prominent sahaba companions alayhim wa ridwan were her students and would come to her and learn the knowledge of deen. Through whom those companions alayhim wa ridwan, through whom this knowledge has been imparted along to the ummah, those companions whom today are among the chains of narrators of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, were the students of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, Zahida, Abida radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Whenever holy companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum would face any difficult issue, they would come in the court of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha for the solution of it. This was the rank of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That whenever Sahaba alayhim ridwan are facing any kind of difficulty in resolving any kind of issue or in understanding any kind of religious ruling, they would present themselves in the court of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and they would find a solution for it. As it is mentioned by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that whenever us, the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam alayhim ridwan, would be doubtful about any issue, we would raise the question in the court of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and we would get knowledge about it from her court. In other words, our solution, we would find the solution to our query, to our issue. Our issue will be resolved, our query will be resolved, and we would get the answer from the court of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha about the problem, about the issue that we would have. This was the status of our mother, of mother of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Regarding the knowledge that she possessed, it is stated that there are 2,210 ahadith narrated from her. Hazrat Sayyiduna Urwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that no one, that now this narration is also highlighting the significance, the excellence, the status of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Sayyidina Urwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that no one among men and women have narrated more ahadith than her, except Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So no one among men and women have narrated more ahadith than Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, except Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So in other words, after Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, according to this narration of Sayyidina Urwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the one who has narrated the most number of ahadith and imparted this knowledge upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After covering the aspect of her knowledge and wisdom, what knowledge she possessed, what wisdom she possessed, from this aspect of her seerah, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's analyze our own state today. That where do we stand? How much knowledge do we possess? What thirst of knowledge do we have in ourselves? Do we try to quench our thirst of knowledge? Do we even know the fundamental rulings, the necessary rulings of purifying ourselves, of performing those actions which are farz upon us? How to offer salah, how to perform ablution, how do we purify ourselves? These are very basic fundamental necessities of our faith that we need to know how to perform these actions. We are not talking about excelling in knowledge as of now. We are first of all talking about acquiring this basic knowledge, that do we know the fara'id of purifying ourselves? Do we know the fara'id, the obligatory actions of offering salah? Do we know the obligatory actions of performing ablution? What are such actions that would invalidate our salah? What are such actions by performing which we would become impurified, etc., etc. At one side, we see the seerah of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is such ocean of knowledge, from whom even acclaimed and prominent sahaba companions alayhim wa ridwan are benefiting from. They come and learn from her. But what is our state? Do we go to the scholars? Do we go to ulama-i karam? Do we attend madani muzakaras? Do we watch madani channel to enhance our knowledge? To learn the knowledge of deen? To learn those fundamentals which are obligatory upon us to learn? As soon as salah becomes fard upon us, learning the rulings of salah also become fard upon us. Learning the rulings of how to perform ablution also becomes fard upon us, obligatory upon us. How to purify ourselves also becomes necessary for us. To know the rulings of purifying ourselves also becomes obligatory upon us. Do we strive to learn this knowledge? If not, then following this aspect of the seerah of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, we need to start doing this. And one of the beautiful ways of enhancing our knowledge, especially for Islamic sisters, is to keep watching Madani channel. To keep watching the Madani Muzakaras of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah every Saturday, which is at approximately 4 PM or 5 PM UK time. Insha'Allah Azzawajal, we will see how much knowledge we will gain after watching these Madani Muzakaras. And also through various other series programs of Madani channels. Insha'Allah Azzawajal, if we stick to Madani channel, our knowledge will also enhance, and inshaAllah Azzawajal, we will also be among those who follow this very aspect of the seerah of Ummul Mu'mineen, our mother, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Let's move on to another aspect of her seerah. The aspect of worshipping. The aspect of devotionally presenting herself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's listen to some of the narrations in aspect to how devotedly she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is narrated that along with all other matters, she used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely. She would often fast during the day and would remain in prostration, worshipping the Lord Almighty during the night time. So this is how she would spend her days and nights. That often during the day she would fast, and during the night she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, her nephew, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Qasim bin Muhammad bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to offer tahajjud punctually and would often keep fast. Once Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was her brother, came to the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, in Medina Sharif on the day of Arafah. That day she was fasting. Due to immense heat, due to extreme heat, water was being sprinkled over her. Looking at her state, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, "Open your fast." He was her brother. So when he looked at her state, it was so hot, it was extremely hot, and she had kept fast. So he said to her, "Open your fast." She replied that, "Open my fast? Whereas I heard my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam saying that the fast of Arafah is an expiation for the sins of last year." So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had in view this saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that the fast of the day of Arafah is an expiation for last year's sins. Whereas her every moment is being spent in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at her humbleness, look at her humility, the state of her humility, that she is keeping in view the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that the fast of the day of Arafah is an expiation for last year's sins. After keeping this in view, how devotedly she is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even in immense heat, she was still fast. And this is an optional fast, keeping in mind. But nowadays, Ramadan Sharif comes, and if Ramadan Sharif comes in summer, it becomes very difficult for us to fast. Ma'adallah, many people, they leave their first fast, saying that it is very hot nowadays. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that despite being extremely severely hot, she still keeps an optional fast to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping in view the reward that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. This was the state of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So learning from this aspect of the seerah of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, we should also try to observe optional fast. And let alone the fard siyam, the fast of Ramadan, they are compulsory, they are mandatory. We have to keep them. That is fard upon us, that is obligatory upon us. Whether it is hot, whether it is cold, whether the days are long or they are short, we have to keep them. We are talking about the optional fast. So over here, from this aspect of the seerah of Ummul Mumineen, the mother of believers, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, we learn that we shall also devotedly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fast abundantly, keep optional fast abundantly, as keeping fast is a great mean of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be steadfast upon worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the night time, as we heard in the narration from the nephew of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she radiallahu ta'ala anha would punctually offer tahajjud salah. That is the time when the mankind, when the people are asleep, and a true bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true bondswoman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wakes up at that time, leaves his or her bed, and engages himself or herself in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in prostrating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such bondsmen and bondswomen hold an acclaimed and distinguished rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is the case of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So learning from this very aspect of her seerah, we should also try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by devotedly worshipping Him and by keeping optional fast as much as we can, and by offering optional salah as much as we can in the night time. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moving on to her qualities and attributes, along with various other attributes, one of very prominent attribute and quality of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was the quality of generosity, sakhawat. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was extremely generous. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that, I haven't seen any other woman performing generosity more than two women. Who were they? They were Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. However, the way of their generosity for both of them are different. He continues in this narration that he hasn't seen anyone more generous than these two women, who are Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. But the way they both expressed their generosity, the way they both practiced their generosity was different. How was it different? Mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, would keep saving up. She radiallahu ta'ala anha would keep saving up. And when she would have saved up a large amount, then she would spend it all in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this was the way how Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would show her generosity. Whereas Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha wouldn't save anything. Whatever she would get, she would spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal straight away. She wouldn't save anything for herself. She wouldn't keep anything for the next day. So this was the state of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she radiallahu ta'ala anha wouldn't keep anything for herself. She would keep saving up. When the savings would get to a large amount, she would spend it all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, we learn from this aspect of her seerah that we should also give charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal as much as we can, as per our affordability, as per our capacity, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us from that, whatever our affordability is, whatever our capability is, we should spend wholeheartedly in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, among various other qualities, one of the biggest virtues is that little before the demise of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used the miswak sharif, which was softened by Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now this is a special significance and excellence which is specific to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Just little while before Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam apparently left this mortal world, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used a blessed miswak that Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has softened for him. And how was this? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the brother of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, presented himself in the blessed court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam just before his apparent demise from this world. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a miswak in his hand. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam looked towards the miswak, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she saw that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is interested in the miswak, then she took the miswak from Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, chewed it and softened it and presented it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed that miswak with chewing it with his blessed teeth. So this is also a speciality which is specific, this excellence is specific to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used the miswak which was softened by Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha just little while before he apparently departed from this mortal world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So just to briefly mention the other various qualities that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha possessed was that she was the most beloved wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal himself mentioned about the chastity and revealed 18 verses in this regard in the Holy Quran for her. In the last moments of the apparent life of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, no one was with him except Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and angels. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam apparently departed from this world in her blessed room. And due to this blessing, her blessed room will remain surrounded by angels until the Day of Judgment. So these are some specialities which are specific to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. These were just few glimpses of her virtues. Otherwise, her excellences and virtues are beyond count. That's how many virtues and excellences she possesses. These are the qualities that make her prominent and distinguished among all other Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, blessed wives, radiyallahu ta'ala anhun, and grant her the elevated and esteemed status that she possesses. Moreover, Mufassir-e-Shahir Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi, is talking about the excellence of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that he says that since the creation of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam, Safiyullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, till date, no woman more knowledgeable, more faqih and alima, scholar, has been born than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So since the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till date, there has been no other woman who's been born, who's more knowledgeable, who's more faqih, who's more alima than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She had in-depth knowledge of the knowledge of deen and hadith. She was a great muhaddisa and faqiha. Mentioned in Miratul Manajih. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Shamsuddin Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi states about her that she undoubtedly is the most faqiha, the most knowledgeable, the most learned among the women of this ummah. So he claims that she radiallahu ta'ala anha is the most learned, is the biggest faqiha among the women of this ummah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's learn another aspect of the seerah of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. How humble Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was. Despite acquiring all these virtues and qualities and excellences, still how down to earth she radiallahu ta'ala anha was. How humble she radiallahu ta'ala anha was. That Hazrat Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha would distribute 70,000 dirhams, whereas she would stitch patches on her own kameez. This was her state. That at one time, she would distribute 70,000 dirhams, but the shirt, the kameez that she would be wearing, it would be such that she would be stitching patches on it. This was her state. And she didn't keep anything for herself. She spent everything in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. 70,000 dirhams, which is a huge amount of money. She's sacrificing, she's donating everything in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the kameez that she herself is wearing, she will stitch patches on it. This is the state of her humbleness. Furthermore, it is stated that once a person came in the court of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and saw her stitching her own veil. Now, this narration holds ample Madani pearls for us, for the dear viewers of Madani channel, for our Islamic sisters. From this very narration, we need to reflect, ponder upon our own state. We need to contemplate upon our own state. Let's first listen to this narration. So once a person came in the court of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and saw her stitching her own veil. The person said, O mother of believers, what is this? Obviously he saw her stitching her own veil. So he said, what is this? Has Allah Azza wa Jal not made you financially affluent? Because he had seen how Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is donating, is sacrificing money, wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, what is this? Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not made you affluent? Has not made you financially affluent? Now listen to the reply of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, leave us. The one who doesn't use the old clothes does not deserve to use the new clothes. Look at the reply of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and contemplate upon our own selves today. That she's saying that the one who doesn't use the old clothes, he or she does not deserve to use the new clothes. What is our state nowadays? That our wardrobes are filled up with clothes. We have a lot of clothes today. And every now and then, we keep buying new clothes. We want the latest fashion clothes. And as soon as we've worn any kind of clothes, couple of times, they are gone back in our wardrobes. And we want to buy the latest fashion clothes. We don't bother wearing the old clothes, so-called old clothes, which we've worn only a couple of times. We don't want to wear them anymore. We want the latest model, latest fashion clothes. This is our state. Any kind of function we want to go to, we need a new suit for it. We need new clothing for it. And our wardrobes are filled up with clothes. And look at the state of our mother, the mother of believers, who has attained this dignified rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is she saying? That the one who does not use old clothes does not deserve to use the new clothes. Whereas our state today is completely opposite. Our state today is completely contrary. So we need to reflect and ponder and contemplate upon our state today, that what we learn from this very aspect of the seerah of our mother, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. How humble she was that she is using those clothes that she's stitching the patches on them herself. And on the other's hand, she is donating a large sum of money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also need to learn from this very aspect of the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatun Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and adopt humbleness. Come and bring ourselves down to earth, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Now, after lightening the world with her knowledge and wisdom, she left this mortal world on the night of Tuesday, 17th Ramadanul Mubarak, 58 Hijri. The great Muhaddith, illustrious, distinguished and acclaimed companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, led her funeral salah, and as per her will, as per the will of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was buried in Jannatul Baqi at night time. At the time of her demise, she was 67 years of age. And at the age of 67 years old, this son of knowledge, this embodiment of knowledge, departed from this world forever, and she was buried in Jannatul Baqi. So my dear Sami brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we've covered different aspects of the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And we need to ponder upon our own state today, especially our Islamic sisters. They need to learn from the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that we need to devotedly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to adopt humbleness. We need to acquire knowledge of deen. And then inshaAllah azawajal, lead our lives through these principles, through these fundamentals that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha laid down for us through her seerah. InshaAllah azawajal, by following her seerah, we will see, we will succeed in this world and in the hereafter, and we will see various of our problems that we face nowadays will also be resolved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of blessings on the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.